Good, the Bad, the Ugly now. Two good stories, two bad stories, two ugly stories. It's a good story. In fact, a hero is what a bus driver is being called in Los Angeles. A gunman is accused of hijacking a Metro bus in Los Angeles yesterday, leading police on an hour-long chase before the bus was stopped by those stop strips. The bus driver was incredibly calm during the whole thing.
The video is surreal because it was a slow-speed chase through the streets.
Yes.
And the bus driver, I don't know if, but they have this little thing where you can illuminate the sign up in front where it would normally say, you know, downtown or the Galleria Mall. It says call 911, emergency.
How about that? That's a smart thing that they have there.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So they.
But somebody was killed on the bus, right? A passenger?
Yeah. He went in firing, and I did believe there was one fatality on the bus. But at the end, the police officer who was as part of the chase said that bus driver did an incredible job.
This operator continued to operate the bus in as safe a manner as he could under the circumstances, with the police trailing him for an hour before the spike strips finally took effect.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the name.
Wow.
Didn't get the name of the bus driver. I should. Maybe he didn't want to be a hero.
Look at all that other information you have in front of you.
Yeah.
I have a lot of information, but not the name of the bus driver. I really should have done some research on that. You'd think, wouldn't you?
Maybe they didn't release it.
I can't pay him tribute today, this heroic bus driver.
Do we know why the gunman targeted that particular person, or was that just a random shooting, the death?
I don't have information on that. I don't know why he was on that bus. I know he hijacked it. Maybe he wanted to get somewhere. Or I don't know. But he, you know how they used to do planes. They'd make but at any rate, the bus driver did the call 911 thing. It reminded me of the movie Speed.
First thing I thought of is terrible.
A quiz, hot shot.
There's a bomb on a bus. Once the bus goes 50 miles an hour, the bomb is armed. If it drops below 50, it blows up. What do you do? What do you do?
He's the only solution.
We just got a ransom demand from your terrorist. Says he's rigged the city bus. Where's Jack?
Where do you think?
You have a hair trigger aimed at your head. What do you do? What do you do?
Oh, my God. I love it. I love it.
As sparse as the details are about this particular story in Los Angeles, it's still better than Speed 2.
Yes.
Yeah, Speed 2 was terrible.
Speed 2 is bad.
Well, even Keanu Reeves knew better than to do Speed 2.
I'm not getting on the boat.
Will not do the boat. Now, everybody else did, but he did not.
Yeah. America fell in love with Sandra Bullock in Speed.
She got on that boat. She was on the bus. Get on the boat.
And Jason Patrick
was on the boat, but not on the bus.
Was it a famous bad guy?
It was Willem Dafoe.
Was he the bad guy?
Mm-hmm.
God, I've only seen it once. It was awful.
I can't even sit through the whole thing. It's horrible.
Oh, it's terrible. Good story. There is a movement afoot now across the country called She Deserved the Purse. I just saw this the other night on TV, and now it's rippling across the country. My wife said, is this really a real thing? Apparently, somebody went viral. This will just show you how you can go viral now. Somebody had bought a purse at a department store, or was going to, and then went to buy, I guess it must have been at a Walmart. She went to buy groceries in the grocery section, including diapers. Well, she left the purse at the diapers and then went and bought her stuff. So whoever came along next saw the purse and felt
amidst
like...
Amidst the Huggies?
Amidst, yes, and the Pampers and so forth, and took a picture of it. And the hypothesis is this woman was going to buy the purse, then got to the baby aisle and said, oh, I can't afford it.
Baby needs diapers.
Baby needs diapers. So she started the She Deserved the Purse movement. And now what people are doing across the country is going to the baby aisle of department stores like Walmart and Target and slipping gift cards into the folds of diapers and underneath formula lids and that kind of thing.
It's amazing. I've racked up over the past week. I mean, if you stand there long enough, several people do it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And all you got to do is watch them. You see them sliding in between a pair of
gift cards,
couple things, Pampers.
That's
and you're
right.
Just like, all right, well, my groceries are paid.
That's right. So if like you lift the Enfamil formula or the baby food, there's a gift card.
Mm-hmm.
She deserved the purse. Yeah. And now it's all over the place.
I had not heard of this.
Just breaking now. I mean, apparently it's grown so much now that people are starting to take recognition.
I'm seeing a lot of your influencers doing it. You know, they'll write, and I think people write a little note.
They do.
Saying, like, you know, I pay this forward if you can, but if you know, use this for yourself if you need it.
Yep.
More than likely, I think they're thinking if you're in the baby aisle.
You need money.
You're struggling. You have a, not struggling, but you have a baby. You have people to feed and take care of. So
yes.
Why not
yes.
help?
And apparently diapers these days are incredibly expensive. You know,
yeah.
Like everything else, the mm-hmm. price
formula.
Of the, and they, I mean, it was expensive when I had little kids.
It's a lot, Kamala.
Well, exactly. That's a great point.
Thanks a lot, Kamala.
You can't even afford diapers without a gift card these days. So that's what they're doing now.
She deserves the purse. Wow.
I was shocked by it, but it showed all these people, like, you know, where the diapers are packaged, they'll slip it into the packaging. So when you get home, you open it up and there's a gift card for $50 or $100.
I've seen it where it's not even in the, they're just leaving it kind
on
of
on top.
Yeah, just on top or near a shelf with a little kind of tucked in. So it's a lot of people, I think it's where you're supposed to pull something, like you pull the formula out and then it kind of, this?
Yeah, I've seen that too. They showed them doing it a lot of different ways the other night in multiple cities. She deserved the purse.
Are the gift cards enormous? Are they like $25 or grocery
can
or
be
Visa
anything
cards?
You want.
Yeah, I've seen it anywhere from $25 to $100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you? What would I leave? I'd probably leave, you know, $10, $25 in there if I were going to leave a gift card. I don't know. That's a good. I mean. I'm just shocked.
I kind of like the movement. It's very well-intentioned
nice,
movement.
But it may not have even been, I mean, the woman might not have even had trouble with the price of diapers. She might have just decided to put her purse down, you know, just like, oh, I don't want it. And she's walking through.
Well, a place like Walmart, I mean, if you walk through there, you see, and I think everybody's done it at one point or another, you're just like, you know what, I'm not getting that.
Yeah.
Set that right
stuff,
where I am.
Stuff everywhere, I know.
You should take it back, but no one does.
Nobody. Oftentimes people don't. Ugly story. It comes from Cary, North Carolina. It is quite the case. There is a Cary homeowner who lives near the entrance to a park. It's a beautiful area. And there's a trail that he owns. He owns both sides of the trail, I should say. But the trail itself is the property of the HOA and the neighborhood. Does that make sense? Like
it's cut through his property?
It's cut through his property. And several of the residents there in the neighborhood, of course, really enjoy walking on the trail. But he says, that's my trail. I own it. The law says, well, you own either side of it, but you don't own it. So he wants to stop people from walking down the trail. So this past Saturday, he jackhammered the trail.
Is it of like gravel or is it cement?
It's cement. And one of the neighbors caught him jackhammering the trail.
Please stop damaging the pedestrian easement that the HOA paid for. Please stop damaging it.
I'm removing all of it.
He didn't want anybody.
Wow.
I'm jackhammering the whole thing, Daddy.
Please stop. The HOA gave us an easement. That's so Cary.
Yeah.
That really is.
I'm surprised there's a jackhammer in Cary.
I know.
Is he going to leave like one cement pad that the HOA can legally have?
He's supposed to. That jackhammer came in from Apex. That is not a Cary.
No.
That is not a Cary jackhammer.
Please stop damaging the pedestrian easement that the HOA paid for. Please stop damaging it.
I'm removing all of it.
That's right.
Boy, that's what I like. All of it. You're not going to be able to walk anywhere.
And he does. His family for years has owned either side of the easement, but they don't own the actual path. I believe that was like the founder of the neighborhood made the path and said, this
will be for the community residents.
Correct. But he claimed, now the owner there of each side of the property claims, and it'll all be settled on Monday, apparently in court. He claims that the HOA or the city stepped in and said, this is yours. You can have this. But that is not what residents say. And one resident said, you know, we moved to this neighborhood 25 years ago because of the path and the park.
Having access to the greenway across from our house was the main reason we moved into.
Now, they moved there 26 years ago.
You had a similar situation at one of your older houses.
Current house.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it is the current house. It's
the footpath to another, like a greenway.
It comes right up into my yard. People have to walk through on down my driveway to get to it.
That's it.
It's a shortcut to it. And I've never had a problem with it, but once the pine straw incident happened, we beefed up security and put up a sign saying no trespassing. So I don't get as many
people. No more shortcut?
No more shortcut through there. And people, They think of me as the neighborhood butthole.
Because you take the long, yeah, mm-hmm. you got to take the long way around.
Long way around now. That lady, by the way, who was just speaking, said that her husband, who passed away a few years ago, used to love that area of the Greenway, and she'll go down there and sit on a park bench and just think about him. But now,
as he went downhill, he'd walk down there and say how beautiful it was, and just the trees, and it's just such a beautiful setting. When I go down there, I feel like I'm, you know, closer to my husband.
That's right.
Sorry, lady. Jackhammered it right away.
I moved the bench onto the little bit of easement that's left. You could sit there with him.